Morrison with you. It's Friday. That means we get to check in with our good buddy, blogger, program director, and all-around good guy, Freddie P. Freddie!
Morrison!
How are you?
Good to be with you.
I'm doing all right, my friend. How are you today?
All right.
Excellent. For those who don't know, CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. is a blog that Freddie has talking about various topics on everyone's mind. And I guess over the last couple of weeks, Freddie, one of the big topics amongst more people than I would have thought cared about this, but Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. A big stink because I guess originally there was a complaint by someone in Newfoundland, so the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council here in Canada, they ruled that it was unfit for radio. But apparently, Freddie, you heard about this? The CRTC is now going to look into this again.
Yeah, they think there should be a review, and I'm surprised because I would think the CRTC would be more anal than the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council. Now, the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council, it's not a government body, or it's not legal on any level. It's just an association put together by private broadcasters to govern themselves. So when that decision was made, they figured, okay, we'll all adhere to it. But the CRTC now is saying, well, wait a second. I think you guys are going a little bit overboard. Let's look into this more before you start banning or asking songs not to be played, because the CRTC, I'm sure, looks at it the way I look at it, and a lot of rational people, Neil. Where does it end? What would the next song be? It's a slippery slope. So hats off to the CRTC for looking into this.
And hats off to the 250 people who wrote letters to the CRTC saying that the F word and Money for Nothing, maybe they might want to review that, so they have. But this is interesting, Freddie. The NFC Championship, the AFC Championship, I'm talking NFL this weekend, both games Sunday. You've got Steelers and Jets. That's 3:30 on Sunday. And then noon, you got the Bears and the Packers in Chicago. And I guess they're taking their sport pretty damn seriously in Green Bay, because there's a radio station in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that has said no playing any Chicago music, meaning the band Chicago, this weekend.
Well, I wonder what the format is, because really, who does play Chicago anymore?
I was wondering.
I guess it's a classic hit station, but you know what? I love that. I mean, really, that's a part that radio can play. That's just fun. Fun. Look at this rivalry. The Packers and the Bears, they haven't played a playoff game since 1941. I imagine it's a fever pitch with anticipation in that area. So, I mean, I just think it's a lot of fun. It's a great idea. You know, it reminds me a couple of years ago. Remember when Def Leppard, the band, they posed with the Stanley Cup and they put it upside down?
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Oh, yes.
On my station, after the fact, I thought, you know what? We should have stopped playing Def Leppard for a while. I would have liked that, personally.
I think that would have been a great idea. CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. is the website. He's Freddie P., and he always has the famous last two words.
Loving you.